Yes, hi. Isabel Graham, please.
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Miss Isabel. You're the travel coordinator for Wood End and District Probus Club, is that correct?
No, I'm not this year, no.
Oh, okay. Are you still associated with the club by any chance, Miss Isabel?
Sorry?
Are you still associated with the club?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Well, Miss Isabel, we have an idea for the club members that will guarantee them up to 40 to 60% of their trips away. My name is Ethan with Australian Escapes, and we're currently setting up Probus Travel Club to give their member access to much more affordable trip options. This is recognized by the head office. You can verify it with Monica from marketing. My purpose in calling today is to get you to answer a few questions so we can understand how to save you money off your future trips. We'll
Yes.
then send some information to show others at the branch. This will take about 7 to 10 minutes unless you have question. Is that okay?
Yep, that's fine.
Perfect. Well, Miss Isabel, we're all about affordability and simplicity. The idea, as I mentioned, is to save your club members 40 to 60% of their way trips, even day tours. And we've done a few comparison. Just to compare one with Trade Travel, they have a one trip listed for 6 days to Fraser Coast to Hervey Bay, charging over $2,400 per person. And we couldn't do the same similar trip for $800 per person.
Well, that's good.
Yes, it's a similar experience, all top quality. Ours is much more affordable and independent style of travel. If you don't mind, can I go ahead and record this call for training purpose?
Yes.
Thank you, Miss Isabel. Well, this will be a service style question. I'll be very quick as possible. With your experience with the club, when you and the members are planning to get away as a group, are the members more interested in doing affordable short range trips, say 1 to 3 nights or a few hours of drive, or longer trip or day trips?
Look, they do about two long trips a year.
Oh, okay.
Their next one is in June, July, and that's up to where's the Hall of Fame in Queensland?
Oh, all right.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
And they do about maybe four, 3 night trips away.
Wow, okay. That will be definitely able to help you save on those upcoming future trips. So we want to suggest trips that might appeal to your member. Looking at this year, you mentioned there are two trips planned. Are there any other plans for the trips are in the process?
No, that's all that I know of.
Oh, okay. Well, approximately how many members do you have who usually likes to get away occasionally?
You mean on the 3 night trips?
Just in general, how many members does usually get
Well,
away?
we usually have about 12 to 14.
Oh, all right.
But we also open it up if we haven't got enough numbers ourselves. We open it up to another club as well.
Oh, okay. And get others involved?
Sometimes we get 20 or maybe 22.
Oh, yes. Some of the clubs, they do combine with other clubs and
Yes,
do the
yes.
trips. Well, some of the ideas that we have for you that might be interested in the future, this includes short-range trips, self-guided trips via bus or train transportation with great value accommodation for 1 to 7 nights, day tours, and at least 1 or 2 group dinners. This type of trips can be done 40 to 60% less than retail, saving you a lot of money. This is more of an independent style of trip. In your opinion, Ms. Isabel, do you feel that some of the members might be open to doing smaller trips in the future if they were very much affordable?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, great. Well, would definitely would like to suggest new places, new interesting places if possible. Where have the members been on a longer trip or any of the trips in the last few years? Any destination come to mind?
Oh, yeah, they've been on quite a few long trips.
Okay.
They've been on a in the last 6 months, they've been on a trip, 4 night trip to Kangaroo Island.
Oh, okay.
They have been out and did the silo tours out along the Murray.
All right.
I think that might have been 5 nights.
Oh, that sounds like very nice. Any other
And
pla
they have also been into Sydney for the Highland Games or the Highland.
Oh,
Oh,
okay.
it was yeah, the Scottish. Thing in Sydney, And they also went to the to Floriade in Canberra.
Oh, wow. So your club does travel a lot often.
Yeah, they do.
Well, are there any places the members have interested in visiting in the future? Any places comes in mind?
Well, I don't know because I'm not in charge of trips this year. We've just had our AGM.
Oh,
there's been
okay.
There's been another couple appointed, so that's good for me.
Well, I just wanted to get some ideas about how about you? Are there any places since you were still a member, now you could propose ideas. Does any places comes in mind for you that you and the members would like to go visit?
I haven't really thought about it, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
All
right. Well, Ms. Isabella, our research with Probus in regarding to trip planning indicates that importance of really knowing what the members want. With your experience, how did you find out about what members are interested in doing? Did you guys discuss it in a meeting, proposals?
We sent out a survey to see what they were interested in and where they wanted to go and things like that.
Oh, is it an email survey or just a questionnaire survey?
No, just a questionnaire that we handed out to them.
Oh, okay. Well,
then we picked from the most popular ones.
Oh, all right. Well, Ms. Isabella, working on the travel style that might suit the members can be challenging because everyone's different. Some like fully structured tours. And others like flexibility and independence. By any chance, have you ever done an email survey with the members to find out more about
No.
No?
No.
Would you feel that it would benefit because email survey can be extremely valuable tool because they remove the guesswork out of the planning process? And
I think that would be good too.
All right. Well, Ms. Isabel, with your experience with the club, from what you already know about what members want in regarding trips, on a scale 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how important would you feel regarding affordability and value for money?
Yeah, I think that's a high one with them. Because they're all... The thing is, a lot of them are not very mobile.
Oh, okay.
We have five members in their 90s.
All right. But you guys do travel often.
They love to travel.
Yes, I would definitely like to save you up for those upcoming future trips. Well, for flexible travel option to suit your different budget, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is that to you or to your member?
Yeah, I think
10. 10? All right. Well, Ms. Isabel, you mentioned the mobility for the members is one of the factor. Are there any other factor that comes in mind that might be important to you or to your member?
Well, with accommodation, a lot of them like their own single room.
Oh, with accommodations? Oh, all right.
And they don't mind paying a bit extra as long as they have their own, you know, room.
Oh, okay. Privacy issues?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, some clubs have one or more committee members who look after tours and travel. You mentioned there is a new members being appointed. By any chance, would you happen to know who is the new person?
No, because it was only done last week.
Oh, all right.
I know it's a man and his wife.
Oh, okay.
But if you've got any literature,
yes,
you can send it to me and I'll pass it on to them.
I would love to. By any chance, would you mind sharing your email so we could send something over for you to look at and maybe
you'll
share?
You'll have to post it because I'm not computer literate.
Oh, all right. What is the postal address, please?
My address is Isabel Graham.
Isabel Graham.
2/3 Shaw Street. SCHAW, Shaw Street.
Shaw Street.
Wood End.
Wood End.
Victoria 3442.
Victoria. 3442. All right, let me repeat that one more time. It's Miss Isabel Graham, 2/3 Shaw Street, SHAW.
SC.
SCHAW.
That's it.
Street, Woodland, Victoria. What was the postal code, please?
Wood End.
Yes, Wood End, Victoria.
Yes, 3442.
3442. Oh, great. We'll go ahead and send something in the post. Miss Isabel, I just have a few more questions. Organizing travel plans, getting competitive pricing, and communicating with members seems quite a task. In your opinion, Ms. Isabel, what do you feel the travel organizers need to help you and the members with the most? Comparing different travel options, need help with everything in general, communicating with members?
I don't know, because I used to do all the communication and then report back to them. So I don't. I'm sure this other couple will be very good as well.
I'm sure if you would have, you would have appreciated if the travel organizers would have helped you with everything.
Yes.
Everything in general.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes.
Well, Ms. Isabel, this is the last question. We'd definitely like the opportunity to prove our value to you, because we know we can save your members up to 40 to 60% of all their domestic and international trips, even for the day trips as well, making it a lot more affordable. Would you be more open to maybe shopping around if you could get a better price on your future trips?
Well, I used to. Yes, I used to.
Oh, all right. Well, Ms. Isabella, this actually completes the survey. Thank you so much. We'll go ahead and send you some literature in the post.
I'll pass it on to the other couple.
We would definitely appreciate that. I also want to mention that we are the first and the biggest travel club in Australia, and we're giving each Probus Club a branch, a special free membership, so all members can access the discount and try us out, because it does to pay to shop around. And this is quite a significant step for Probus, because it means you're getting a free access to wholesale travel pricing on a wide range of options. And our prices are much lower than what the members are used to paying. Definitely like to thank you again, Ms. Isabel. We'll go ahead and send you the literature over the post box, and maybe do a follow-up call with you in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time as well. I hope you have a great, wonderful
Bye-bye.
Day.
Bye-bye.